So this has been certainly an interesting week, as we all experience a certain level of uncertainty and a little fear, and what's going on, and what will go on, and whether we should do this or do that, and the 24-hour news cycle. It's unsettling. It's certainly unsettling. And as unsettling as that is, I also felt, at least for myself, how soothing it is to gather in prayer. How soothing it is to come together here at the Basilica and those that join us through live streaming to step away from the 24-hour news cycle and settle the soul with the only one that could actually settle the soul. I was listening to that first reading of the grumbling people of God who had just been saved from slavery, just been bought out from slavery, and now they're complaining. They're complaining that they have no water, you know. We human beings, you know, probably complaining is one of our greatest pastimes. We complain about everything, you know. Oftentimes you can't win. You know, people complain if you do one thing, then people complain if you don't do that thing. So it's complaining, complaining, complaining. And I'm sure that God looked down on His people that day and just went, "I just got you out of Egypt. Cut me some slack." Complaining and grumbling because they had no water. I don't really know exactly what that experience would be, to be in a desert and have no water. But I do know what it was like on Friday to go to the supermarket and grumble and complain along with everybody else because I was standing there in front of where all the milk is supposed to be and there was none. There was no milk. There was no milk. And everybody, a group of people, we stood in front of this, you know, refrigerator, just staring at an empty refrigerator for like 3 minutes. And we grumbled. We grumbled. We complained that there was no milk. How we take things for granted, right? Until we don't have them. Right? How many times have we all been to the supermarket and just go in and take one and keep going? And now all of a sudden, we're like staring at this empty fridge with no milk and really don't know what to do. So we stare at it for 3 minutes and we stood there as if somehow the milk was going to appear, but it didn't. It is unsettling. But I will say, this will pass. This will pass as all things do pass. And there will come a day soon that the milk will be back in its place. But we need to remember these moments, though, right? Because what these moments are actually doing is that in this unsettledness, we are being reminded of that which is really important. What is it at the end that's really important? Yes, we do need the milk and we need the water and we need the this and we need the that. But what is it that's really important? The people of God in the desert were complaining about water because they had thirst. The woman of the well goes to the well, the Samaritan woman, because she had thirst. But there are many types of thirsts. There's a thirst that could be taken care of by a bottle of water. But it is not the only thirst that you and I as human beings have. There are other things that we thirst for. Some of the things that we thirst for are really good things to thirst for. We thirst for family and human connection. And when we don't have family and human connections, we wither. So being isolated is never a good thing for us human beings, because God made us to be in community with each other, to be human family. And now we're relying even more than ever on this human bond, right? Because these situations for us bring out really the best in us, right? And we've seen it over and over again, that in this country and in our city, when we have gone into times, moments of crisis, as we're confronting now, it does bring out the very best in us. And neighbors begin to help each other and watch out for each other and share with each other their food and their water and their milk. You know, whatever they, it brings out the very best in us, because at the end, deep inside, we're good people, because we were made in the image and likeness of God, who is perfect goodness. And that's inside of us. This moment brings about also that at the end of the day, after we got our provisions and after we got, a 5-week supply of whatever, at the end, there continues to be something that's unsettling in us. And that the only one that could quench really the ultimate need of the human heart is our relationship with the Lord. And that whether it was at the well or going to that supermarket in front of a refrigerator with no milk, what was there, though, was the Lord. What did the Lord say to Moses? Go there and I will be there. I will be there. Before you even get there, I will be there. Who was at the well before the Samaritan woman even got there? The Lord was there. And she went to get water. But he says to her, if you only knew who I was, if you only knew who's speaking to you, who is here with you. And at the end, he does tell her, right? He says, I am he. I am he. Could you imagine how her heart was burning with passion as she encountered that Lord? Well, she was never the same from that moment on. She says, I met one who has told me everything about me, has told me the truth about myself. And ultimately, after all is said and done, and after this crisis has come and gone, we come back to the fundamental thirst of the human soul. That it was actually St. Augustine that articulates it in such a beautiful way. After he himself tried to quench the thirst of his soul in all sorts of places, some of them not so great, actually. And what he comes to discover is an incredible truth. And that after all is said and done, and after we run here and there and everywhere, the human heart was made for God, and it will be restless until it finds its rest in God.